hookup culture.
What is up, my cubbies? It's your girl, Chris Linehart, and welcome back to the hookup culture. All right, so today we're just going to jump right into it, okay? Should have came with a warning. This is going to be about situationships that you don't know what you're signing up for. But there is a solution to this, okay? And I know it's mad obvious, so I would want you to not roll your eyes after I say this, but before starting the situation, you guys already know where I'm going, right? Before starting the situation, which we don't plan on it, like honestly, give yourself some grace because a situation is exactly that. It's a situation, you know? We don't sit there and go, you know what? This is just whatever it is, you know? Rickens, que será, será. Okay? No, we don't do that. So we start feeling something. We feel a connection with somebody, whether it's sexual or intimacy on an emotional level, whatever it is. There is a connection that is established between two people. Now, those two people, hopefully consensual adults, will understand, okay, so this is this is what I want from you, whether it be just on a physical level. Wow, this was good. This was progress. It took me 38 bars to mess up. Okay. So last episode, it was 8 bars in. So let's just start there. Anyways, whatever. Okay. I'm back. Had to take a dramatic pause for a second. So whatever it is that you want from this person, physical, intimate, emotional, intellectual, I mean, all of the above, whatever it is, okay, be it as it may, you really should understand from the beginning what it is that's going to happen. And I feel like we get to a certain place where sometimes it's an incident where, you know, there's artificial happiness involved. We're not really in control of ourselves or our minds at the moment. And, you know, we connect with someone on that level. And then afterwards, we're like, what did we do? And then obviously there's also trauma bonds, and there's also like layers to this, right? But what I want to focus on today in particular in this episode is situations where, you know, it's just two consensual adults that just want to define the relationship and kind of see what it is exactly that we're doing. Are we just friends with benefits? Are we just benefits? Are we allowed? Are we an open relationship? Are we allowed to speak to other people? Are we being intimate with other people? Whatever form of intimacy is the form that you prefer, whatever it may be, getting on that page with them and getting on that level is really important. Now, obviously, in order for anyone to better understand what I'm getting at, I have to start using some examples, right? And for the privacy of everybody that I love, I will never, ever use names. I will never, ever even hint towards anyone or any particular thing. So for that reason, I'm just going to be using myself in this particular episode because Lord knows I've been in some situations, okay? So in one particular situation I was in years ago, there was somebody that, you know, she kept telling me like, listen, I've been with girls before. I know that you've been with, you know, girls that like both before, and it's hard for you and yada, yada, whoop de woo. She kind of rizzed me up, talked to me. And for everybody that doesn't know what that means she just charmed me. And she just kind of like basically took me to a place where I felt actually comfortable. It was very interesting what happened next. So then she tries to express that she has feelings for me. So now, I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? And there was obviously another level to this. I had worked with this individual. So on top of that, this individual may or may not have been a higher authority than myself. I know. I had to keep it spicy, you guys, so just stay with me, okay? So when this was going on, there was so many like, okay, mind you, I was in a place, you know, I was getting out of another situation. I was a little bit vulnerable. I'm not going to make excuses for myself. I was a consensual adult in the situation. But there was so many factors to it. A, I work with them. How thrilling, right? Like at the moment, I'm just going to explain to you guys my mindset, and maybe there's a lot of people that can relate with it, right? So in that moment, I'm like, okay, they work with me. That whole like not getting caught thing, that's attractive, you know? You're like, oh my gosh, excuse me. I don't know if I, you know, what am I doing here? Oh my God. Brings out like the little, you know, you know, kid in you, and you're just like all excited about doing something wrong, right? But it's not wrong, but you know what I mean? Like, nobody can find out in the company, blah, blah, blah. And then there's that layer to it. And then there's the component that somebody is actually asking you kindly to be vulnerable with them and that you can trust them, right? And then immediately, Cubbies, like, the first thing that goes through my mind when that's happening is, you shouldn't have to convince anyone to trust you, or you shouldn't have to. I should have seen that and smelled it from a mile away, but I didn't. And it's okay, because I'm human, right? She was just trying to, like, you know, like I said, charm me, riz me, whatever. And just, and it eventually wore me down, because I was like, okay, so day in and day out, every day at work, when I would go home, snaps, like Snapchat, like everything. I was like, it was to the point where I would tell my friends, I'm like, dude, like, this is like next level. Like, do I take a chance on this? Is this something that I want to do? Like, what do you guys think? And they're like, well, I mean, she's saying that she's ready for you. You know, you guys are adults. Like, you guys both have good careers. Like, I don't see what's stopping you, you know, whatever. So anyways, so I get myself into this situation. Underlying score, this person was going she partied. Okay. I'm not going to get into details about that, because it's inappropriate, because I do have some underage listeners. She partied. There was things that she, you know, was doing that I was not aware of. So that impaired her, you know, ability to care. Her empathy and sympathy portion in her life was impaired by the partying she was doing. So after some time, I got myself into a situation. I was like, uh-oh. This person is now in this world that I don't understand. I've been around it my whole life because, you know, my friends party, people party around me. I just never was the type to do so, right? So I just didn't understand, I mean, to a certain level, right? And that level that she was on, I wasn't there, and I never have been. So I couldn't quite grasp the lifestyle, but I had learned very early on in my previous relationships that, you know, I'm not the type of person that's going to be like, where are you at? What are you doing? Who are you with? What time are you getting home? Text me. Like, I don't do that. Nothing wrong with that, you guys. I'm not judging. I'm just not that way. Right. So I was very laid back. It was like the perfect person for this person, because, like, don't ask, don't tell, no face, no case. Like, we can keep going on this, right? I could bring it older generation, and I could bring in the new one. Like, there was so many ways of describing the situation, but I was okay with the arrangement because I felt a sense of, I still felt like care, but then it started getting really messy. So listen to this. So one day I'm chilling at work, and this tall dude comes in, and he has a coffee in his hand. I can't believe I'm telling this story. Oh my goodness. And when she listens to this, she's gonna, oof, I can't wait to get that text message. But just listen, okay? So this guy comes in with the coffee. He's like Tarzan looking dude, okay? And he's like, is so-and-so here? And I'm like, oh yeah, bet. Let me go grab her for you. You know, because if you guys know me, I'm just a little, like, I'm a jokester. So I see this and I'm like, this can't be true. Then somebody's messing with me, Ashton. Come on now. So I went to the back and I was like, yo, Jane. That wasn't her name, by the way. So she turned around. She's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Who's Jane? And then I was like, Tarzan's here to see you. And she starts cracking up. She's like, what are you talking about? So she goes out there, sees this guy, goes outside with him, has a cigarette, okay? Goes and drinks her coffee on her break, comes back in, and I'm sitting there dumbfounded. Like, family, I'm looking at her like, what did you just do? And she looks at me and says, oh, it's just a friend from the bar. I can't even keep myself serious. She says, it's just a friend from the bar. I'm like, the bar? I was like, okay, what friend? And that is a whole, that's a whole ass man. Okay, that was the least friendly thing. And you know what she hits me with? You guys are all gonna get like a little PTSD when this next line comes. Okay, are you ready for this? If there was actually something going on, do you think I'd be stupid enough to have him come here in front of you, knowing that, like, you're gonna see him? Like, do you think I would actually do that? Like, use your brain. Obviously, it's just a friend. Can you believe this? Can you actually wrap your head around what I just said? Yeah. Okay. So then I'm like, you be so for real right now. Okay. So I literally looked at her. I was like, you think I'm dense. Like, you think I'm dense, dense. I'm like, whoa. And then for a second, that was like the moment where I realized what kind of situation I'm in. Okay. And I know you're probably thinking that was it. Yes, that was it. And it took that to happen. After that, I made a very conscious decision that, you know, always follow your gut, cubbies. I mean, there's one thing I could tell you is that if it walks like a duck, it waddles like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's a dog. Okay. It's a duck. Okay. I know I just said dog, but you know what I mean. Okay. So I just honestly was like, this is not what I deserve. This is not like yes, you did convince me that you can show up as this type of person for me. You can convince me that, you know, you're this way and that way. And I'm being lenient and flexible about your lifestyle choices and everything. And I started recognizing like, no, you know, this is the relationship or situationship that's going to teach me that there's certain lifestyle traits and qualities and situations and things that actually affect the person long term, and that actually affects the relationship you have with this person. And, you know, so I politely asked if there was certain lifestyle choices that, you know, she could make differently, you know, that don't directly change her as a person, but better her life, you know, in what she wants to better. And, you know, it's completely on her time. I'm very respectful of people's boundaries, and I understand everybody has their own journey and their time down here. So I was just asking if this is going to work, there's going to be a few adjustments. I learned very quickly that wasn't the case. So we went separate ways. And cubbies, when I say the truth always comes out, about 2 months later, I get a phone call from one of like my coworkers that still works at that location. And she was like, yo, so-and-so is going to like, everybody's a booed up or whatever. I'm like, yo, what are you talking about? Mind you, nobody knew about me and this person. Right. So I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? Everybody's booed up. She goes, yeah, man. Like, this whole store has somebody. I'm like, oh, is that right? So like my gears start moving. I'm like whom? And she's like, well, so-and-so is out here about to go to like a trip with this person. I'm like, oh, bet. I'm like, you know that person's name? Fam, tell me why she says the guy's name that came with the coffee. And the, I mean, everybody that's listening right now, are you really surprised? She literally, this guy, she says she's booed up and she's going on like a destination wedding trip with him. How is that possible when we just split up? Month ago. Yeah, that means you guys have been talking. That means I mean like in that moment I was like, yo. So I had sent her a message and I'm like, yo, you guys are too far into this story. I have to let you guys know the details on this, okay? So I sent a message saying, you know what, respectfully, I'd really appreciate it if you just didn't contact me again. And I really do talk like this. I know that you guys probably think I'm just putting on a show for the podcast and I don't really actually speak like this. If you speak to anybody that I've actually dated and spoken to, I'm extremely respectful. This is how I speak. I literally respectfully said, please, going forward, please do not contact me. I did find out. I feel like it's really sad that you can do that to another human being and lie the way that you did. I'm just going to go ahead and understand that it might be, you know, the substances that you use and all those things that are causing the insensitivity factor and the lack of empathy and sympathy. But the way you're moving is crazy, not crazy in a sense of like actual mental illness. Please, I want to put a disclaimer. Crazy is a figure of like, it's like a term that we use nowadays to like go, wow, that's wild. Like, it's kind of like, you know, back in the day when people would be like sick, 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 dope, 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 or like stuff like that. Like, it's just, I don't know how to explain this to everybody that's older. Just bear with me. Okay. So it's just definitely not an attack on people's mental state, but I was like, that's not it. That's not the move. This person decides to blow up my phone, block her number, starts calling me with other people's numbers, block those numbers. I'm like, yo, please just be respectful of my boundaries. Like, there's nothing to talk about. You don't need to apologize. We're not together. You don't owe me anything. You're booed up. You're going to freaking a destination wedding. Don't worry about me. I'm just letting you know, don't worry about me. You know what I mean? And then she ended up in front of my house, and you know, I did not want any of this to go into this disturbance to affect my neighborhood. whom I live with, everybody, like, I was like, no. So I show up, I get in the car, and, you know, this individual is, you know, expressing how upset she is and how she just wants to go inside, pretend like this isn't happening. I know, trigger. I'm sorry. Like, this is just what they do, right? Sometimes certain situations, they kind of manipulate you and try to get you back. But I stood my ground. I'll have everybody know. I politely asked that person to leave a few times. She wasn't letting me. And then finally, I just, like, exited the vehicle and I left, you know. So I got in my car and I just took off. And then I just kind of went down the street to make sure she leaves. Because I still want her to be safe. I still want her to be okay. That's just the type of person I am. So I waited for her to leave, made sure, you know, that was safe. Everything was cool. And then I went back and I went on about my life. So the way that I came out of this, and the reason why I took the time to tell you guys this story, that's actually very, very interesting and intimate. But the reason why I chose this particular story is because I feel like it's very relatable. And I feel like sometimes when we're getting into situations, we're like, it should have came with a warning, right? Like, I know, shout out to my boy Morgan Wallen. I hope one day you listen to this podcast, because I absolutely adore you and your music. But it really is a situation where you wish you knew how to navigate it. So this is my best advice to everybody that felt like that story hit, and that you keep attracting this type of energy into your life, and you're not really sure why and what's going on and what it is about these people that just keep, listen to me. Sometimes when there's certain things about yourself that you need to heal. Now, nobody is one in the same, right? So even your biological twin is different from you, correct? Okay. So with that being said, to take advice as a collective, or to give advice about something so generally, is very difficult, because I think everybody has a complex, unique situation. And that's what makes me different from every other podcaster on here. That's what makes me different from every other, you know, person that's giving this advice, is because I understand wholeheartedly that every situation and person is different. And I'm not going to give you a generalization for what you should do. But I feel like if there is that feeling that you feel in your stomach that does not settle and it doesn't feel right, no matter what situation you're with, no matter whom you're with, no matter what the situation is, if you generally do not feel okay, you have a gut feeling for a reason. When I went through a lot of you know, medical situations when it came to my stomach and whatnot, the GI doctors would always tell me, and even my cousin, shout out to him, he just graduated, he's going to be a GI doctor, I'm so proud of you, my boy. You know, they'll all tell you that you have two brains. You have one in your head and one in your stomach. Keep your mind out of the gutter. I'm serious. There's one in your head and one in your stomach. And your gut is there for a reason. Your body is quite literally wired to know better. There's so many frequencies and energies that you need to trust. And the one thing, no matter who you are, no matter what situation you're in, you got to follow your gut. If something is happening and something's like, this is wrong, this should not be happening, I should not be with this person, I need to calm down, I need to get myself right, I need to come from a logical standpoint and handle this accordingly. Do not gaslight yourself. Do not sit there and tell yourself, no, it's just me, I'm tripping. Don't allow them to tell you you're tripping. If you feel like something is wrong genuinely, then something is wrong genuinely. That's it. Then you have to remove yourself from the situation until you feel better. I feel like the best way to do that is to communicate and try to get through this, and really trust, to see if you really can trust what they're saying. You know, there's so many layers to this. I definitely don't think anybody should sabotage a situation, but these type of things need to be led with your gut first. Okay, your mind second and your heart last. And the reason why I say that is because the heart wants what it wants, and it doesn't get it. It life is too short for you to spend your time trying to teach somebody how to love you. Life is too short. Okay, it is long and beautiful and kind, and you're going to be healthy and you're going to be amazing, and I'm sending nothing but good vibes your way. However, time here is precious. And you learn that the moment you get sick or a loved one gets sick, you are constantly reminded of how quickly things can go. Why spend that precious time where you can still remember and make memories and do those things in the shadows of a situation that you don't belong in? It's not worth it, Cubby. I need you to want to love yourself back to life. Please love yourself back to life. If you're sitting around and looking at social media and scrolling and seeing who's with who and what's going on and why am I in the situation that I'm in and how come everybody else has it so easy? Nobody has it easy. Please get that out of your head. Nobody has it easy. I don't care what they're posting on their Instagrams and their Snapchats and their TikToks. I don't care. I do not care. I don't want to know how a relationship is when it's good. I want to know how you handle it when it's bad. And if you, and that is what determines a relationship. That is what determines. Do not fall for the false narrative that people put all around social media and everything. If someone's happy, good on them. If they want to post their happiness, good on them. But for you to comparatively sit there and you know, really try to absorb that you are in the wrong place because of A, B, and C, or because of your relatives constantly drilling in your head that this is the way to life and you should have found a partner when you were 14 and da, 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 da. Like, leave that noise in the past. The past is the past. The past is the past. People have such a hard time with that. The past in the past. Leave it there. Cubbies, I've taken up so much of your time. This episode was spicy. I know. And I'm so glad that you took the time to listen. And I feel like I have no secrets anymore. I feel like having this podcast, I literally have no secrets. And I hope that everybody knows that I will never, ever, ever, ever expose anybody on my podcast. I don't care if you message me a million times. I don't care if you're my best friend, my family member, my own mother. If you ask me who I'm speaking about, I will not tell you. If you have figured it out, you're probably wrong. I just want to say that always respect your people's privacies. It's a direct reflection of yourself if you are out there exposing the people that you are talking about. Please trust very few. Count it on your hand. Don't extend what you're going through with everyone. The fastest way to make a mistake is to ask for everyone's opinion, okay? With that being said, to the stars, my cubbies, until next time, I love y'all. Please be good. Keep your head up. Message me directly on HK_culture on Instagram so we could further talk about these situations so I could help you, because I know that every single one is different and that's what I'm on here to do. I want to help. So hit me up, HK_culture, 2 E's. If not there, you're going to go to Chris Lionheart. _222, that's my TikTok. So please shoot me a follow, hit me up. And yeah, I love y'all. Mwah.